Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, party people? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, September 21st. Kind of excited to start the pod today with a Detroit Lions victory over the Packers, but alas, Jared Goff turned into Jared Goff in the second half, and the Packers turned it on, and the rout was on. Packers roll, not a huge surprise. I got to be honest, I was not overly impressed with Green Bay. Yeah, they turned it on in the second half, but what you saw in the first half was just like a team going through the motions. It's second straight game, folks. Packers are not a 13-3 team like last year. They're the class of that awful division that they're in, the North. But overall, I'm not super impressed with the Green Bay Packers. I want to thank Robert Tonyan, the lumbering tight end who won me a fantasy matchup. I'm now 2-0 in my big money league thanks to Robert Tonyan catching a big pass. That was fun. And if you follow me on the gram, I put up some props just for Monday Night Football, just for fun, or as the kids like to say, shits and giggles. And I bet on DeAndre Swift over receiving yards. You know, he used him a ton against San Fran. Green Bay likes to pressure. The linebackers aren't great. Swift, through 55 minutes, had one catch for 11 yards. So I'm like, oh, what a waste. Didn't hit the catches, didn't hit the yards. And on the final drive, all Jared Goff does is look at Swift, and he went over on yards and missed it by half for reception. So a little fun drama at the end. Packers covered. And I think that does it for week two in the NFL. A couple interesting topics bubble up here on Tuesday. I want to start, obviously quarterbacks matter the most. Sorry, we can't start with Richard Sherman rumors. I know people are way into Richard Sherman returning after. Does anybody remember what happened to Richard Sherman this summer? I think he showed up at his baby mama's house, heavily inebriated, banged down a door, police were called, it got ugly. There was reports that Sherman was not in a good place mentally and unstable, to say the least. And now he's got to get back in the league because everybody needs cornerback help, especially the Niners. But we're not starting there. I think the Carson Wentz injury looms large. Sprained both ankles on that Aaron Donald sack. Very uncharacteristic to sprain both ankles. But when the trade went down, it was quite obvious, like, this guy's injury history is rich, dating back to college. And there are some numbers baked into the deal. If he plays a certain amount of, if he starts a certain amount of games or throws a certain amount of passes, that draft pick goes up and it becomes better. Well, if he's got to sit out some time here, that's just the first injury. And that offensive line is awful. I saw a stat that he had been hit 21 times and sacked 7, among the league leaders in both. It's ugly. And they're not getting help anytime soon, folks. That offensive line is bad. Carson Wentz and the Colts look awful. They are 0-2, traveling to Nash Vegas for a date with the Tennessee Titans. I don't want to say that I would be betting on the Titans again this week after they covered for me, but against Jacob Eason, even this awful Tennessee defense could make a play or two. It's not a great game this weekend. A lot of backup quarterbacks, too. It doesn't look like Tua's going to go, so Jacoby Brissett will be the guy, unless something happens with Cam Newton here in short order. I don't know. I still think Deshaun Watson's a move, but legal implications. By the way, a lot of you did not like that take that I would call Deshaun Watson first. Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, shocking. You guys reached out to me over social media and let me know that that was a bad take. Thank you. Always appreciate the feedback. Love it. I don't know if I should mention the Thursday night game. Can I just... it's going to be Carolina undefeated and the Houston Texans with Davis Mills, the rookie, under center. Rob G, excitement level on a 0-10. Thursday night, Davis Mills against Sam Darnold.
I'm actually very excited for that game.
What? Stop.
No, I'm serious because, you know, they just gave me an opportunity to pile on your Jets. You know, Sam Darnold was left for dead out in the gutter in the streets of New York. People were, you know, throwing things at him, leaving dollar bills in the plastic cup that he had next to him. And then lo and behold, had nothing to do with Sam Darnold. Had nothing to do with the former USC Heisman candidate quarterback. Had everything to do with that dumpster fire that is the New York Jets franchise. As soon as Sam Darnold leaves gangrene, he looks pretty good again. I mean, the
gangrene clears up.
We had DJ Ushmanzada on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on Monday night. Shameless plug. And he said, you know, friend of the show, of the show as well, he's expecting him to become a Pro Bowl quarterback. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but the next couple of years, Sam Darnold is going to be a Pro Bowler.
Where were you when I made that take in August? You can look at the schedule, Hoosh, and see that Darnold and Carolina was coming. The schedule's easy. They opened, by the way, the Carolina defense, Rob, which we talked about, opened with probably two of the easiest layups you could. Zach Wilson in his first ever game and Jameis Winston, who we know is a total mirage. And the 5 TDs and 148 yards passing was a mirage. Okay. And now they face Davis Mills. So two rookies in three games for Sam Darnold and the Carolina defense. I'm happy for Sam. We knew this was going to happen. He's got a better OC than the Jets in Joe Brady. He's got better weapons than the Jets. And he's got a better head coach based on what we know since Matt Rhule's done more than Robert Saleh, who's never been a head coach. So I don't want to hear this Jets slander. Do I need to remind you, Rob, that the Las Vegas Raiders started 2-0 last year? How'd that work out for you guys?
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up old stuff? We're trying to congratulate and shower Sam Darnold with praise because he's got nothing but negativity and mono the last 2 years. So now we're going to let people know, hey, Sam Darnold is legit. He can play a little bit, and all he needed was a change of scenery. And that change of scenery was literally anywhere other than the New York Jets.
Anywhere other, yeah. Who would you bet on right now if the Jets played the Giants? Both teams 0-2. Vanilla Vic, a.k.a. Danny Dimes, looks very bad. Although I have a great stat for you. I'm going to have this on Fox Sports. Vanilla Vic has more rushing yards this season than Austin Eckler, Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley, and Jonathan Taylor. I believe those four guys are all first-round picks in fantasy. Vanilla Vic, which I can't get enough of that nickname, if you couldn't tell. I said it three times in about a minute. I mean, he can run the football. Can he pass? Probably not. Falcons, Giants this week. But I honestly think you probably have to favor the Jets in a neutral site.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, you can't. Jets aren't good enough to be favored over anybody.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Before we go off the rails, two quick stories I want to bring up, okay? And I don't want to pat myself on the back and injure my shoulder. But I told you in the offseason, Josh Allen, was last year the real Josh Allen or was it an outlier? Because the first 2 years was like, 59% completions, blah, blah, blah. Well, two games in, Josh Allen, 56% completions. This is what's scary. 5.3 yards per attempt. That's disgusting. He's taken four sacks and thrown three touchdowns. He is cannot sniff the top 20 in QBR or QB rating. And Pro Football Focus, I don't think you're ready for this. Pro Football Focus has currently ranked Josh Allen as the 28th graded out quarterback in the league through 2 weeks. He is currently behind Matty Ice, Taylor Heineke, a.k.a. Matt Saracen, Jimmy G, Joe Burrow, Carson Wentz. Like, that's how bad Josh Allen has been. Guys, I'm not making this up. This is Pro Football Focus saying whether it's a clean pocket, whether it's under pressure, Josh Allen is basically vomiting all over himself in the pocket this year. And guess who comes into town this weekend? The Washington football team. And I'm telling you right now, Washington is a 9.5-point dog. That line will move toward Washington. Washington can do what Pittsburgh did. Rush four, get to the quarterback, and sit back in a zone. Now, they don't have as good of a secondary as Pittsburgh had, but their pass rush is in the same galaxy as T.J. Watt and company. And I think Washington can give them fits. Now, I don't know if Taylor Heineken can get across the finish line, but I really like Washington to keep that close. 9.5. Rob G., both of the head coaches in this matchup coach together in Carolina. Okay? They know each other well. This will be a close game. It will be a low-scoring game. I bet on the total, I think Sunday night, early Monday morning when it came out, it was at 47. I saw 46.5. I think it's going to come down even more. The last two times these coaches met, when Rivera was in Carolina and McDermott was in Buffalo, final score 9-3. Like, I'm just telling you, this will be a low-scoring, close game. And I think we're going to start to have concerns about Josh Allen. Remember, all these guys who read about gambling and odds could not get over Josh Allen's love for MVP. This guy was, I don't know, I think a top three candidate with like Mahomes. And who was it? Mahomes, Brady, Josh Allen. I think he was ahead of Lamar Jackson for MVP. And all he's done so far is stink up the joint. Now, I don't want Bills Mafia coming after me, but let's be realistic, folks. So far through two games, Josh Allen looks like the rookie second-year Josh Allen, not the third-year stud who had Stephon Diggs. But I do think the biggest NFL story today are all these Tom Brady hot takes. As someone who spent 6 years doing a radio show, you guys know the drill. It's called Play the Hits, right? After a crappy Monday Night Football game, what are people going to talk about? They're not talking about Aaron Rodgers. I think I talked about the meme on this show. Aaron Rodgers looks like he steals catalytic converters. He's got to clean up that beard and long hair. It just is not a good look for him. And nobody's going to talk about Jared Goff, fumbles, interception, Aaron Jones catching some passes. Like, that was a boring crap game. They are going to talk about Tom Brady. And I got to give it up to Dan Shaughnessy. Has he come on this pod, by the way?
No, he has not.
He used to come on my radio show. Interesting guy. He'll say some outlandish, really incendiary shit, and he just doesn't care. He's one of these old school guys. His column, Tom Brady is better at 44 than he was at 24, and it's amazing. Now, I do want to say, when I read is better at 44 than 24, I thought it might have been about me, because I will keep it 100% with you right now. I am better now than I was in my 20s at pretty much everything, but probably not video games, because I don't play as much. But from an athletic perspective, in my early 20s, all I did was go out and drink. I was like, you know, boozing it up heavily in New York City, trying to, make things happen, chasing the skirt around, as they say. Like, I was in I wasn't like super healthy. Like, honestly, I was going out Thursday, I was going out Saturday, and then I would try to go out Tuesday as well. Like, you can't be healthy going out three nights a week. I eat way healthier now than I did then. And frankly, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm a better basketball player now than I was then. Because back then, I wasn't like playing basketball daily. I would just play, oh, we're going to play pickup. Sure, yeah, I'll go. You don't like warm up. You just go out and play. Now I'm like getting shots up daily, you know, dribbling around with my kids, rebounding, shoot, all that stuff. I think, a better human than I am now in my 40s than I was in my 20s. You're smarter. You're older. You're wiser. Like, should we really be surprised that Tom Brady is better now than he was in his 20s? People forget, Tom Brady started out as a game manager when he took over for Drew Bledsoe. For like two seasons, he was a game manager. Tom Brady really didn't make the jump. And Rob, I think you'd agree with me. He did not make the jump to superstar quarterback until he got Randy Moss, right? I'm going to read you Tom Brady's touchdown passes. 15 starts, 18 touchdowns. 16 starts, 28 TDs. 16 starts, 23. 16, 28 touchdowns. 16, 26. 16-24, and then Randy Moss arrived. 16 starts, 50 touchdowns, 4,800 yards passing, which are just astronomical numbers. Now, that did set forth a chain of events where the league really went pass happy. Peyton Manning, of course, going to Denver, throwing 55 touchdowns. But, you know, Brady had a 5,000-yard season in 2011, 39 touchdowns. But since that 50-yard touchdown season, he never threw for 40 again until last year in Tampa, when he had a loaded, absolutely sick receiving core, good running back group, tight ends. Brady threw two games, 9 touchdowns. I'm decent at math, so he would be on pace for 72 touchdowns if this continues. Probably not going to happen. Very unlikely to happen. But I can say without a shadow of a doubt that, yeah, Tom Brady is a better quarterback now than he was in his 20s. And, I mean, I guess a lot of people could possibly go that route. Maybe we'll see more guys better in their 40s than in their 20s. But you've really got to make a concentrated effort to be good. Like, Rob, I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm assuming your wife's cooking a lot. Like, when you were in your 20s, single guy, like, you were probably eating like crap. You didn't have your wife making dinner for you or you cooking for the family, right? I mean, you're just shoveling down whatever you can in your throat because you're broke ass in your 20s. I mean, honestly, guys, I was working at a newspaper in my 20s, making like, I don't know, like $25,000 a year. It was pathetic. I would go home. I'd be like, oh, I guess I'll have mac and cheese. And I would have, honestly, open a box of Kraft mac and cheese, make it, eat the box, and that was my dinner. I'm like, that's not healthy. And then the next time I'd go out and drink. And then the day I wasn't going out to dinner. I wasn't eating healthy. Like, Tom Brady's doing everything right. Everything. He looks young. Of course, Tom Brady is a better quarterback now than he was when he was 24. I don't know why that's such a hot take, but you know what, Rob? It feels like a smart take from Dan Shaughnessy. I actually like it.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know, it sounds kind of hot takey when you hear it on its surface. Oh, he's better at 44 than he is at 24. Until you remember that 24 was his first year as a starter in the NFL.
There you go.
Now, he started 14 games. Because he came in the second week for an injured Drew Bledsoe. He threw for under 200 yards half of those games.
No.
Okay. The first three games that he played, no touchdowns. The last five games of the regular season, two touchdowns, five interceptions. So it's not like you're really comparing apples to oranges, because it is a really low bar for him to cross. Age 24, Tom Brady was not good. I don't care that he won a Super Bowl. He was not a good quarterback. He was a glorified game manager who got lucky with some suspect calls, including the tuck rule, and he benefited from having the Rams defensive play calls. You know, I know people don't want to say that out loud, but it's true. If you ask anybody on that Rams greatest show on turf roster, they'll tell you that the New England Patriots cheated their way to that Super Bowl.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, you know, just got to keep 100, man. Keep it a buck. But let me just say this about Tom Brady. Now, Dan Shaughnessy, you mentioned, had a very good column about it. Dan's a great guy, and he's not the only one who's putting out commentary like this. ESPN does a weekly overreaction column that they put out on every Monday following the Sunday games. And they ask, or they put this bold take out there, and they say, is this overreaction or underreaction? So you might say, hey, is Derek Carr an MVP candidate? Overreaction, underreaction, whatever. They put out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady is going to have the greatest season of his career. Not an overreaction. And they go on to explain why, that he's currently on pace to shatter the touchdown record, to throw for over 5,000 yards. It's the most loaded roster he's ever had. And that's all true. But to your point, nowadays, everybody's breaking touchdown and passing records. The numbers are more inflated than they've ever been. If you want to compare Tom Brady 2021 and the number he's putting up versus 2013, what Peyton Manning did when he had the 55 touchdown passes, or Dan Marino back in the day, it's not even close. The way the game is played today, the way it's officiated, the way that it's coached is completely different. So anytime I hear these, you know, this is going to be the greatest offensive season ever. You know, look at what this guy's doing. Look at what this guy's doing. Well, yeah, you got to put some context behind it. That's number one. Number two, for all the talk about how great Tom Brady is and how fantastic he's been in this stretch, it's not to say he's been played bad. He's played fine. But if you ever want to...
I would say a little better than fine.
No, let me. I got some numbers that'll change your perspective, okay? If you just look at who Tom Brady faced, go back to last year, 2020. When he played the good teams, the teams over 500, you know what his touchdown interception ratio was?
I do not.
14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Okay?
Okay.
When Tom Brady plays the also-rans, anyone under 500, 26 touchdowns, 3 picks. But it gets worse, okay? If you take out the Raiders and the Bears, who both finished exactly at 8-8, neither one of those teams was any good. But if you say, okay, it's only got to be teams that were above 500, what's Tom Brady doing then? 9 touchdowns,
probably shredding them. Yeah.
9 picks, 60% completion percentage. Tom Brady is fooling y'all. Apologies to Dan Shaughnessy. Apologies to whoever wrote this at ESPN. I'm sure that they're smart fellas, and I'm sure that they have good people and they got good families, everything like that. But if we don't look at things with the magnifying glass, if we don't take things in context, you're going to be left with these super hot takes that as soon as anybody does any kind of digging, as soon as anybody questions it even a little bit, you see that it's a house of cards waiting to fall over.
Okay, hold on. Let me chat. I'll push back. So if you look at leaving New England, arriving in Tampa, new coach, new system, new city, after spending 20 years in New England, toss in COVID and no offseason and no preseason, would you not argue what he did last year was borderline incredible at the age of 43?
No.
What?
Look, I know that...
You don't think that was a challenge?
Was it a challenge? Yeah, but it wasn't like he, you know, rebuilt the Eiffel Tower, you know? I mean...
Wait a minute. He took a team that could not sniff the playoffs for a decade.
Again,
and they won
take
the Super
context.
Bowl.
If Jameis Winston isn't the first 30-30 player in NFL history, you don't think Tampa Bay is 11-5 in 2019? 10-6 at worst?
So that's quite a leap. Were they game below 500 and all of a sudden... Yeah, if Jameis Winston doesn't throw 20 interceptions.
30. Don't just shortchange him of extra 10, man.
They win five more games.
He had a historical season.
Guess what? If Bill Belichick gets Tom Brady some weapons and doesn't treat him like dog shit, then he probably stays in New England and the dynasty continues.
That's fair.
And they figure it out.
That's fair.
But no, he goes to Tampa and wins a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know that we're ever going to see anything like this again, Rob. I mean... All I've been hearing for the last 4 years out of one of these guys on Odd Couple that's not named Chris Broussard is, oh, he's going to fall off a cliff. Every year, somebody falls off a cliff when they hit 40, when they hit 41, then it's 42, then it's 40. I'm like, what are we going to do? We're just going to do the same thing every year? And Brady doesn't fall off a cliff? Like, he is essentially rewriting the record books for the position and age of quarterback and 44 years old. Nobody's done this. Nobody sniffed this. I'm shocked that you're not giving him props.
No, I mean, look, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback, the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history. What he is doing is to be commended. But let's not go out of our way to ball wash him, okay? Like, he's done enough in his career.
Well, I don't like to ball wash anybody.
He's done enough throughout his career. He's accomplished enough where we don't have to shower him with all of this praise without taking things into context. Like, if Aaron Rodgers wants to play until he's 45, what kind of numbers do you think he's going to be putting up?
Oh, that's a great question, because I just pulled up Aaron Rodgers. He's 37. He turns 38 in December. Aaron Rodgers steps to the podium, and you're like, geez, what's this guy on, like a three-day bender? I mean, is he taking care of himself? It looks like he's been chain-smoking cigarettes and going to rock concerts. Now, he still played football very well on Monday night. Yay, against the dog shit Detroit Lions.
And you're over here getting excited about what Tom Brady did to the Falcons.
Hold on. What did he do against the very average New Orleans Saints? He shit his pants. He did nothing.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, we can parse, oh, well, Tom Brady threw two interceptions against the Saints in the playoffs. Okay. He also beat Aaron Rodgers head-to-head with a clutch throw at the end of the half, whereas Aaron Rodgers was not clutch at the end of the game.
You notice that no one ever brings up the second half of that game because Tom Brady
was not great in the second half. But
he threw three interceptions in the second half.
And Aaron Rodgers and his coach could not get in the end zone in the final minute. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to blame Rodgers for that. That's fine. But Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, I know. We defend Patrick Mahomes. He had no offensive line. It is weird how... And I'm not pinning this on you, Rob, but we love to make these elaborate defenses for everybody, but all we do is puncture at Brady. And again, I'm not even a huge Tom Brady fan. I've told the story on this pod many times. I've interviewed him twice, once at the Victoria's Secret party. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Favorite story.
Minor flex on my part. And Brady, listen, he was a great guy, but that was just 16 years ago, maybe. Maybe 17. And I look back and I'm like, man, we should not be doing any tearing down. This is what we do in the media. We love to build up and tear down. Oh, gosh, Justin Herbert's so good. Just wait. Two game stretch. Oh, Justin Herbert's garbage. Tua, tank for Tua, tank for Tua. Oh, jeez, Tua. Guys, trash. Garbage. He's nothing. Josh Allen last year. Josh Allen. Oh, my gosh. Quantum leap MVP. Josh Allen, 58% completions. Get that bum out of here. This is what we love to do. We love to build up and tear down. I'm going to try to do better. And I'll tell you right now, I'm just not going to bash Brady. I'm not. If he has a bad game, hey, he has a bad game. So what? He's 44. He's got like a built-in excuse every single time. He's 44. Nobody's ever been here before at 44. You know, he's got ridiculous weapons. I mean, who was it? I think he had 2 touchdowns to Gronk early. Then he just keep going to Mike Evans. And next week, it'll be Godwin. And then the week after that, it'll be whatever tiny white slot receiver they got. And then it'll be Fournette. Like, they're just built awesome. And I guarantee you this, Rob. If Brady's not there, and who's the backup? Is that kid from Florida, Kyle Trask? I don't know if he's the backup. But whoever the backup is, they go from Super Bowl and Super Bowl odds to 6-11, 7-10, like 500-ish. Back to Jameis Winston, who, by the way, I believe was a number one overall pick. I don't know. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm bashing Rob. I'm not. I feel like defending Tom Brady today.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever want to defend Tom Brady. I mean, the guy has enough going on in his life that you don't need people like Jason McIntyre to say, hey, you guys are throwing too many stones at Tom Brady. You know, the multimillionaire who's dating a Brazilian supermodel who has 7 Super Bowl championships. Yeah, you know, he really needs people to defend his legacy and his honor.
Yeah, I know. He definitely does. All right, we will be back tomorrow. We got a good guest lined up. You guys either will love him or you love to hate him. You know him well. I've known him for, I don't know, 15 years. Interesting character. NFL, sports, gambling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.